around, raised the forklift, and sassed the floor lady till it's time for tea. They sit at the table by the window that opens and get paid a buck more an hour than me.
High is the smell, low is the pay, long are the hours, why do we stay? Somewhere outside the whole summer slips away, while we're stuck in here canning salmon.
The machine was so loud that we say we've gone pan deaf. Our shift is long over before we can hear. They keep the noise level just under the limit, so they won't have to buy us the right safety gear.
High is the smell, low is the pay, long are the hours, why do we stay? Somewhere summer slips away while we're stuck in here canning salmon.
First we can spring so heavy our arms ache. Next we do sockeye, we can them with ease. Then we do things all mashed up and rotten. They're packed up in pouches and shipped overseas.
High is the smell, low is the pay, long are the hours, why do we stay? Somewhere outside a whole summer slips away, while we're stuck in here canning salmon.
Super Sockeye Wonder Pills, a cure for damn near all your ills. They're made from salmon running wild and free. From underneath the midnight sun, they're caught by Alaskan fishermen. Omega-3, so good for you and me.
Omega-3.
Fish oil will protect your mind and help prevent you going blind. It's the very best thing for your heart.
That's right.
But that's not my only point. It will lubricate your joints and will help you make a brand new start.
Omega-3.
Feeling down,
help you shed those extra pounds and even help cure your menstrual pain.
It's true.
So, my friends, it's no joke. It's the antidote for strokes. Nothing to lose and all to gain. Omega 3.
Cook, rolling, 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 everything is rolling, rolling the sea, and poor little me, for God's sake, why am I a tugboat cook? We went to Gold River and round at Cape Scott. I cooked a big pot of stew to feed my lot, but when we had dinner, my crew gave me heck, cause this lovely stew was spread all over the deck. Rolling, 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 everything is rolling, rolling the sea, and poor little me, for God's sake, why am I a tugboat cook? The west coast is rough, I don't have enough hands to hold on in the washroom and to pull up my pants. If it goes on like this, I'll be losing my wits. Don't know what to do because I've got the shooby-doo. Rolling, 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 everything is rolling, rolling the sea, and poor little me, for God's sake, why am I a tugboat cook? And if the good fairy comes ever to me, my cramped little cabin on this awful rough sea, I'd ask her politely, often wish I'd be fond, please do stop my galley from rolling around. Rolling, 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 everything is rolling, rolling the sea, and poor little me, for God's sake, why am I a tugboat cook?
Yes, bears in the parking lot. Well, good afternoon. It's just before 1 o'clock here at KFSK, Petersburg, Alaska, Fishhead Radio. This is the Friday afternoon Street Beat Show. I'm Alec McMurrin. We'll start off the show by reading from the book, The Streets of the Past, this historic street name guide for Petersburg, Alaska, written by Emily Blender and published by the Clausen Memorial Museum. Date, first edition, 1999. And cover design, Sue McCallum and Emily Blender. It's full of photographs and available up at the museum. Neptune Street. Named after the fishing vessel Neptune. Year launched about 1910. Length, 38 feet. Engine, Chrysler Crown. Color white, gray. Service types, long line halibut. And logging, and working on the Fox Farm. Pulling a crab pot or two and trolling for salmon. Shipwright and shipyard, Mr. Scrimshead in Tacoma, Washington. The Neptune was constructed about 1910 in Tacoma, Washington, by a man named Scrimshead. According to one of the later owners, the boat was poorly built. She had thin planking, small ribs, and the keel had a hog in it. It sagged in the rear. The boat had a number of owners and, as a result, had been used for a variety of activities. The first Petersburg owners were Torrey Storrison and Jack Wanberg, who owned the Lansing. They used her for long line, and however, at 38 feet, she only fished in the inside passage. The partners sold her, possibly when they purchased the Lansing, to brothers Bert and Nels Espeses. When Nels died, his brother Erling Espeses took over the half share. In 1938, the next owners were also brothers John and Gordon Reed. They used her through 1941 as a gillnetter in the summer. In the fall and the winters of 1939 through 1941, she tendered for a small logging camp in Duncan Canal. The Reeds lived in a float house and used the Neptune to pull logs to the sawmill in Scow Bay owned by Olaf Arness. When John and Gordon went into the service in 1942, their brothers Alex and Glenn Reed Sr. used her for a season before they joined the war effort. At that time, another Reed brother, Bob, purchased her for a short time until he also went into active duty. Having run out of Reed brothers to sell the boat to, the next owner of the boat was Leon Hasbrook. He used her as a tender for his Fox Farm on Camp Island. Leon probably leased Camp Island from the federal government and turned foxes loose on the island. Every day, he'd take food and water out to where he knew each fox had a den. Leon would use the Neptune to fish for scrap fish such as flounder and feed his foxes. Leon also fished Dungeness crab and halibut with her. He held on to her for just a few years. Ingvald Ask had returned from service in 1946 and purchased the Neptune to resume his fishing career. He rigged her up for trolling and used her for three seasons. Ed Scott was the next owner of the boat, followed by some missionaries who took her out of Petersburg and then sold her to an old guy from Aberdeen, Washington. And today she may belong to Dana Chase in Sitka, Alaska. That's the story of Neptune Street, named after the fishing vessel Neptune. Here's
went down last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners rode her off, Not a nickel would this spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that never sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million, afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again. Your best, and we're with her till the end. We'll make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again.
Take a break. We'll see you later.
Turning to windward as near as we could lie, we saw there were ten men all wore bruises.
moved hot, and brave and rough and bold received a chain shot. And as he was wounded, to his merry men he did say, "Take me up in your arms, boys, and carry me away." Now the guns they did rattle and the bullets did fly, but brave and rough and bold for help would not cry. "Take me down to the cockpit, there is ease for the spots. If the merry men see me, it will sure break their hearts." Morning, by break of the day, they hoisted their topsails and so bore away. We bore to Port Royal, where the people flocked much to see Admiral Benbow carried to Kingston Church.
"Come, all you brave fellows, wherever you've been, let your string to the health of our king and our queen. And another good health to the girls that we know, and a third in remembrance of brave Admiral Benbow."
Come, all ye tongues and land-loving lubbers, here's a job cutting in and boiling down blubbers. A job for the young, the old, the ailing. The agent will take any man for sure whaling. I am paid in soap and sugar and rum for cutting in whale and boiling down tongue. The agent's fee makes my blood still to boil. I'll push him in a hot pot of oil. Go hang the agent, the company too. They're making a fortune off me and you. There's no chance of a passage from out of this place, and the price of living's a bloody disgrace. I am paid in soap and sugar and rum for cutting in whale and boiling down tongue. The agent's fee makes my blood so to boil. I'll push him in a hot pot of oil.
Well, the year was 1862. Now Hampton Roads gone ironclad, when the Yanks pulled out of Gosport Yard and left them rebels standing. The dry docks clanged with hammered steel. Now Hampton Roads gone ironclad for a Union ship in rebel hands to open up these seas again. With a welded ram fitted to her prow, since Hampton Roads gone ironclad, the gun parts broadside for a nap. She's the first of her kind as a watercraft. Old Frank Buchanan had better know the tides. Now Hampton Roads gone ironclad, called Gideon Wells has mariner's blood that runs deeper than the Chesapeake mud. Better than we dive fighting, Jack. So blow your winds and come, you rack. Merrimack and Monitor. On the 8th of March at Fort Monroe, now Hampton Roads gone ironclad, the slip of war Cumberland drug the banks, and the steam frigate Roanoke sunk for the Yanks. Then the Merrimack rose like a great black whale. Hampton Roads gone ironclad with a muzzle load from Mallory. She lashed her tongue full of artillery. Better that we die fighting, Jack. So blow your winds and come your rack. Merrimack and Monitor. Merrimack and made Brooklyn proud. Now Hampton Roads gone ironclad, her guns on the rafts that rack and pinion, trained on the James for the hunt of Virginia. Two flag officers fired away. Now Hampton Roads gone ironclad, and on both sides the bravest barrel, and the cannons roared, we yelled and yelled.
Okay, the Merrimack and the Monitor, the old Crow Medicine Show. Song buried deep in Spotify. Well, thanks a lot for listening here. It's Friday afternoon Street Beat Show. I'm Alec McBurn. And we'll just continue on with some more great music.
Twas in 1841, and of June the 13th day, that our gallant ship her anchor weighed, and to Greenland bore away, brave boys, to Greenland bore away. Now the lookout in the cross-tree stood with his spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale, fishy cried. She blows on every strand, brave boys, she blows on every strand. Now the captain stood on the quarter-deck, and a fine little man was he. Overhaul, overhaul, let your David tackles fall, till you land your boats in the sea, brave boys, till you land your boats in the sea. Now the boats were launched, the men aboard, and the whale was in full view. Resolve it was, each seaman bold, to steer where the whale fish blew, brave boys, to steer where the whale fish blew. Oh, we struck that whale and the line played out, but she gave a flourish with her tail, and the boat capsized and four men were drowned. We never caught that whale, brave boys, we never caught that whale. To lose the men, the captain cried, it grieves my heart full sore. But oh, to lose 100-barrel whale, it grieves me 10 times more, brave boys, it grieves me 10 times more. Now the wintry star doth now appear, so boys, we'll anchor away. It's time to leave this cold country and homeward bear away, brave boys, homeward bear away. Oh, Greenland is a dreadful place, a land that's never green, where there's ice and snow and the whale fishes blow, and the daylight seldom seen, brave boys, the daylight seldom seen.
the sailors on their way. I'll tell a story, paint you a picture from my past. I was so happy, but joy in this life seldom lasts. I had a keeper, he helped me warn the ships at sea. We had grown closer, telling shore men everything to me. And he was to marry a girl who shone with beauty and light. And they loved each other, and with me watched the sunsets into found her washed up on the shore. He kissed her cold face, that they'd be together soon, he swore. I saw him crying, watched as he buried her in the sand. And then he climbed my
way, and I'll be damned the day I find the brook that brought me here. passed away.
Said, when I die, could you leave me alone? Just like that old river, I'm never gonna stop the flow. When I die, can you see me be? Just like that old river.
Fishing is a hard, but fishing is a good, and drinking's always better in the rain. And they smoked that thing out in the woods when the sun came up again. When a mackerel is as a mackerel does, and a boy just makes his way. And though I never asked, I guess I'm sitting here singing about it today. Said, when I die, would you leave me alone? Just like that old river, I'm never gonna stop the flow. When I die, please leave me be. Just like that old river.
come back, my own true lover. Come back, come back, all to my side. I never grieved you, nor yet deceived you, and I will surely be your bride. Will fly, love, the seas will dry, love, the rocks will melt with the sun, and laboring men will forget their labor before that I return again. Ripest apples are soonest rotten, hottest love soonest grows cold, young man's words soon forgotten. Come all young girls, don't you be so bold. All young girls, don't you be so bold.
On the Barbary coast there lived a man, O'Larry was his name, and in the days of the capon trade he played the Shanghai game. His wife's name was Mary Ann, sailors knew about near and far, they never missed a lucky chance to use the big stone jar. In the old Virginia lowlands, lowlands, low, in the old Virginia lowlands, low, shellbacks and farmers just the same sailed into Larry Mars and sailed away around the horn, helped by the big stone jar. There was five or six drunken shellbacks standing in before the bar. Mrs. and Larry would prime the beer from the big 5-gallon jar. In the old Virginia lowlands, lowlands, low, in the old Virginia lowlands, low. From the Barbary coast, dear Clammy boys, and from old Larry Mars, or else damn soon Shanghai'd you'll be with a big 5-gallon jar. Shanghai'd away on a skysail ship around Cape Horn so far. Goodbye to all the boys and girls and Larry's 5-gallon jar. In the old Virginia lowlands, lowlands, low, in the old Virginia lowlands, low.
St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, for New York we set sail. Kind fortune did favor us with sweet and pleasant gale. We borne away from the merry gay, the wind being off the land. And we caught a spray as we plowed the waves, bound down for Newfoundland. Well, our captain's name was Nelson, just 20 years of age. As true and brave a sailor lad has ever plowed the waves, the evil in our brig was called belonging to MacLean. So we borne away toward Halifax, bound down for Newfoundland. On the third day out, to our surprise, our captain, he fell sick. He shortly was not able to take his turn on deck. The fever raged, which made us think that death was near at hand. So we borne away from Halifax, bound down for Newfoundland.
Back a decade or so ago, we had things like EST to help us discover ourselves. That didn't quite work out, so songs like this were invented instead. So if you have any inhibitions, this is a song made for you.
his bike. Shiny and new.
There we go, down to the poor people's store. One, two, and three, and four. Made of beans and some beauty creams.
city walls, these city walls, only be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still
you know I believe in you. funny, funny thing catches both young and old. Just like a plate of boarding house hash and minis, the man's been sold. Make you feel like a freshwater eel, cause your head to swell. You lose your mind cause love is blind and empty your pockets as well. Boys, I say from the girls, keep away, give them lots of room. For when you're with, they'll hit you on the head with a ball hit at the end of the broom. When a man's in love with a pretty little girl, talk to her gentle as a dove. He'll spend his money and he'll call her honey, and it's all for fun and love. But when his money's all spent and he can't pay the rent, he'll find the old story's true. A mole on the arm's worth two on the leg, and what is it gonna for to do? Boys, I say from the girls, keep away, give them lots of room. For when you're with, they'll hit you on the head with a bald-headed end of the broom. With a wife and 16 half-starved kids, you'll find it is no fun. When the butcher comes around to collect his bill with a dog and a double-barrel gun. With a cross-eyed baby on each knee and a wife with a plaster on her nose, you'll find true love doesn't run so smooth when you gotta wear second-hand clothes. Boys, I say from the girls, keep away, give them lots of room. For when you're with, they'll hit you on the head with a bald-headed end of the broom. When married folks got lots of cash, true love runs smooth and strong. But when they got to live on hash, that love don't last very long. So boys, I say, take my advice, don't be in a hurry to wed. You'll think you're in clover till the honeymoon is over, and then you'll wish you were dead. Boys, I say, from the girls, keep away, give them lots of room. For when you're with, they'll hit you on the head with a bald-headed end of the broom. Boys, I say, from the girls, keep away, give them lots of room. For when you're with, they'll hit you on the head with a bald-headed end of the broom.
Let machines do our thinking for us. Next they'll do our drinking for us. They'll start writing their own songs.
They'll open up that damn thesaurus, write every word of the stinking chorus. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
It's a fine line and it's awful porous, and pretty soon they'll just ignore us. We'll get trampled by the throng.
Put their own wants and needs before us, lots of them, and soon no more us.
What could possibly go wrong?
They're just machines they can't create. They shuffle and regurgitate. Trust AI and you put your fate in the hands of something with no hands. If it can go wrong, you can bet it will. It's all just great right up until the wheels come off flying down the hill and we're giving in to their demands.
I don't care much for what they're thinking. Feel my intellect keep shrinking. I can tell I don't belong.
It's a happening and the red light's blinking. Guess it takes a while to sink in. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Looks like AI's taking over. We'll just be their good dog, Rover. Fetch the ball and play along.
High-tech guys are in high clover. They're all doing the bossing over.
what could possibly go wrong? They're just machines, they can't create. They shuffle and regurgitate. Trust AI and you put your fate in the hands of something with no hands. If it can go wrong, you can bet it will. It's all just great right up until the wheels come off, flying down the hill, and we're giving into their demands.
I'm all for progress, that's for sure, but what I think I mean, you bet it's artificial. Intelligence remains to be seen.
I went down to the harbor, clowned in my little outboard machine. Well, I went down to the harbor, clowned in my outboard machine. Yeah, well, she's my pride and joy, yeah, the sweetest little rig you've ever seen. I pulled on that starter, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Well, I pull on that starter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Well, when she would not start, you know, I thought I would lose my mind. Took it to my mechanic and I said, Rocky, can you fix my little machine? Well, I took her out to my mechanic and I said, Casey, can you fix my little machine? Yeah, well, when she won't start, you know, it leaves me feeling so mean. Well, they looked her over and they said, ain't nothing wrong with your machine. Well, when they looked her over, they said, ain't nothing wrong with your machine. They said, all you got here is just a bad case of water in your gasoline. I went back to the harbor. I gave that starter just one pull. I went back to the harbor. I gave that starter just one pull. Well, when she started to purr, well, I knew we was ready to go. Now we're on our way, me and my little outboard machine. We're on our way now, me and my outboard machine. Well, she's running so much better since I got rid of that bad gasoline. Yeah, she's running so much better since I got rid of that bad. I got rid of that bad. I got rid of that bad gasoline.
Oh, flower of Scotland, when will we see your like again? That fought and died for your beaded hill and glen and stood.
To give that cat away, he gave him to a man going.
Oh,
Well, old Farmer Johnson, he had troubles of his own. He had an ornery cat, just wouldn't leave his home. He tried and he tried to give that cat away. He gave him to a man going far, far away. But
the cat came back
the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought it was a goner, but the cat came back. Just wouldn't stay away. Now, Brother Bill swore he'd kill that cat on sight. He loaded up his gun with rocks and dynamite. He waited and he waited for that cat to come around. 47 pieces of old Bill was all they found. But
the cat came back
the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought it was a goner.
You know, the cat came back.
Just wouldn't stay away.
Groovy. Everybody in the 60s knew that one.
I don't remember the 60s.
It's not what you think, it's because he's too old. We're going to need your help later in the song. We need you to make a cat noise that sounds like this. Or if you're a soprano like this.
That cat was a possessor of a family of his own. Seven little kittens, till there was a cyclone. The house began to shudder, there were buildings all around. Not a single trace of one of those poor little kittens was ever found. But
the cat came back
the very next day. Yes, the
cat came back.
They thought it was a goner, but the cat came back. Just wouldn't stay away. Now they gave him to a man going up in a balloon. They told him for to give him to the man in the moon. The balloon got busted and down it sped. 15 miles up, they found that man dead. But
the cat came back
the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but
the cat came back.
Just wouldn't stay away.
I apologize ahead of time for this last verse for the cat lovers of the audience, but if you're feeling queasy at this point, you might want to go over to the side door over there and get your air sickness bags. At the very least, get out your earplugs, your hankies, your nightshades, whatever it takes to get through this last verse, and keep repeating to yourself, it's only a song. The rest of you, think long and hard the next time you're at a county fair and you're standing in line for one of those Polish sausages. Well, they took him to the butcher where that meat was ground. They put him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't round. The cat went in with a blood-curdling scream. Thank you, cat lovers. And the town's meat was furry for more than a week.